Sports. Now, here to tell us again what it says in today's papers is Fiona Kelly.
The prospect that asylum seekers may have to pay for state support, a warning from Apple about aggressive competition facing Ireland, and George Hamilton's departure from RTE Sport are some of the stories covered on your front pages this morning. Asylum seekers may have to make a financial contribution towards the cost of their accommodation and other state services under plans being considered by government. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Independent. The Irish Times leads with details of a meeting held between a senior Apple executive and enterprise Minister Peter Burke in June, in which the tech giant warned that there is aggressive competition from other countries who are trying to lure multinationals away from Ireland. While the Apple tax case ruling wasn't discussed, the executive also raised concerns at the meeting about visa and infrastructure issues. The Irish News gives front page coverage to yesterday's announcement from the British government that there is to be an independent public inquiry into the shooting dead of Pat Finucane at his family home in Belfast in 1989. Commissioner Naumann has sent a request to social media companies, giving them 4 weeks to explain how they deal with harmful content. That's in the front of the Irish Examiner. Comments made by Junior Transport Minister James Lawless yesterday suggesting that tourists who want to visit Dublin should consider flying into the country via Shannon or Cork Airport is covered on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. The Belfast Telegraph, meanwhile, leads with the line that an unofficial lay-by where drivers wait before picking passengers up at Belfast City Airport to avoid paying parking charges is now to be closed. The Irish Daily Star leads with an allegation that an Irish teenager is accused of raping another Irish teenager in the Spanish holiday resort of Salou. Remarks made by golfer Shane Lowry yesterday saying that his heart goes out to the families of those who died in the Grenfell fire provides the Irish Daily Mirror with its lead story. It's the first time he's spoken publicly about the disaster since the ending of a sponsorship with Kingspan. George Hamilton is pictured in the front of today's Irish Sun, which reports on his departure from RTE Sport. While he's still on air for Lyric FM, his contract with the RTE Sports Department has just expired. The 74-year-old is to begin a new gig commentating on Premier Sports later this month. A number of today's papers report on the mixed response which a new statue of Queen Elizabeth has been erected at Antrim Castle Gardens since its unveiling last Friday. The council which commissioned it has expressed its delight at the piece, which shows the Queen alongside Prince Philip and her two corgis wearing a headscarf, outdoor coat and wellies. One woman who commented on the council's Facebook page, however, said that she doesn't think the Queen would have wanted to be captured in wellies for all eternity, while another suggested that the statue looks more like the movie character Mrs. Doubtfire. Elsewhere this morning, The Times and Independent both run with front page pictures of presidential candidates Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, along with US President Joe Biden and former mayor of New York Michael Bloomberg in attendance at yesterday's 9/11 commemoration ceremony. The Examiner has a picture in its front page of 24-year-old Kelvin Cassells from Mahon in County Cork, who is receiving praise from all quarters for helping to rescue an elderly neighbour from a house fire on Tuesday night. Kelvin is pictured with his two-week-old daughter Alora in his arms. And finally, The Star devotes two pages this morning to some of the entrants into the 2025 Guinness World Records book. One of those is 15-year-old Killian O'Connor, who broke the record for performing the most tricks for someone under the age of 16. The teenager from Mornington in County Meath, who also appeared on both Britain and America's Got Talent, performed 28 magic tricks in 1 minute.
Fiona, thank you.